You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, an online-only news publication focusing primarily on the positive news in our community. So we're joined by Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground IPSY. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Most every week, Sarah joins us here on 89.1 WEMU to tell us about her latest article for Concentrate. What is this week's story about?
This week, I did my feature on a special project of the Washtenaw chapter of My Brother's Keeper. Some of the men across generations, not just young men, but, you know, also adults, are working together, recording an album and documenting it on film as they go along.
And who did you bring with you? A familiar face to WEMU.
Yeah, I brought Jamal Bufford from Washtenaw My Brother's Keeper.
Hi, Jamal. Welcome back.
Hello. What's up, Lisa?
Good to see you.
You too.
Tell us about My Brother's Keeper in Washtenaw County.
Yes. So My Brother's Keeper, Washtenaw County, actually was the first chapter to sign up to Barack Obama's initiative, Call to Action for Men of Color in the Community, to be more involved and engaged with young men of color in the community. So it started, I believe, in around 2015 or 16, I believe 15, with Washtenaw County. I wasn't too familiar with it, to be honest, until a friend of mine, Shamar Heron, who's also on our steering committee, invited me out to a summit in 2018 at Eastern Michigan University. And that was kind of my initial introduction to Washtenaw My Brother's Keeper. And ever since then, I've been involved. I was going to the breakfast that we have every second Saturday of the month. And then they asked me to be on the steering committee, which I did. And then a couple months after that, the position for project specialist opened up. And so now I am the new project specialist for Washtenaw My Brother's Keeper, the first full-time employee of Washtenaw My Brother's Keeper. So we do breakfast every second Saturday of the month. We intergenerational community building of men of color, just getting together, networking, sharing resources. And we're also doing some other things, but specifically we're working on this media project right now. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what Sarah wrote about for her article this week. Did you know this was happening when you reached out to them, Sarah? And tell us what it is exactly.
Sure. So one of the other people from Washtenaw My Brother's Keeper who's very involved in the project is Rod Wallace, who's actually been on this show on the radio before with us. He's always keeping me up to date with anything interesting that he knows about going on in the community, and had mentioned it just in passing to me. And so I kept bugging him, like, what's going on with this? What's going on with this? He said, well, you should talk to Jamal. So I did. And then I actually went out and attended one of their tapings and kind of got to see how they run the show. They usually start with some food and chit chat, and then they move on to sort of an icebreaker for spawning ideas. So they'll pick a topic like relating to women or what's going on in the community. Or the one I attended, they were talking about having money means was a prompt, and then using some of the ideas that come out of that to create lyrics that, you know, so somebody might come and say, I've got this, you know, great riff, but I need somebody to rap over it. And somebody else might say, hey, I've got this verse that I've been working on, and I want to work with you and rap over your music. But like I said, Jamal can speak to that better than I can.
I don't think we've actually said yet what you're recording. You're making an album.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. So this is a compilation album of intergenerational men of color. So as young as 16 to, there's 20-year-olds involved, 30 up to 40. All coming together. I believe it's 11 musicians in total working on this compilation album, talking about things that are going on in our community in Washtenaw County. So it's fairly, not it's exactly even, but about half are from the IPSY area, about half are from the Ann Arbor area. And yeah, we're just, we get together, we do like restorative practice circle, just community building. Icebreakers. We bring up a topic and we use that topic to kind of guide where we go with the recording. And then we're also filming this because we want to have a mini documentary to show the process of recording this album when this is done.
And the title, which we haven't mentioned yet, is Formula 734.
Formula 734, correct.
So the Washtenaw chapter of My Brother's Keeper is recording an album called Formula 734.
Correct.
Jamal was on with us here on WEMU about a year ago as we explored hip-hop music, the roots in Washtenaw County. Is that the kind of music we'll be hearing?
Absolutely. So a lot of these musicians are rappers. We also have a couple instrument players as well. So, you know, I guess you could say the foundation is hip hop, but there'll also be some live instrumentation being played over these produced beats. And, you know, but they're all multi-talented. So some are rappers and producers. Some are rappers and engineers. Some are rappers, engineers, and producers. Some sing. But I guess you could say at its core, it's a hip hop album, but we have some very multi-talented musicians that are involved in it.
Let's just listen for a minute right here.
Yo, money make the world go round, so I gotta get it. No more wearing ragged hand-me-downs, gotta be exquisite. Pockets one swollen up, growing up, and my ego inflated, so now I got them blowing up.
It's also an opportunity for some of the young men to practice their videography skills as well. I talked to a young man who's in high school who is doing some of the video work for the documentary as well.
What do you see happening with the documentary?
Well, the goal is to get it screened around the area, hopefully do a couple different screenings, and kind of utilize that as not only a way to promote these young musicians, not just young, but these musicians and the work that they do, and kind of highlight them. Bring them to the forefront, but also to highlight the work that we're doing with My Brother's Keeper, bring more attention to it, and hopefully it can expand from there, and this can grow from outside, further outside our community, and reach, you know, across the state, maybe nationally, maybe globally. We want to put the highlight on the work that we're doing here in Washtenaw County.
Where did the idea come from to record an album, then make a documentary, and make it intergenerational, and it's bringing together musicians from all over Washtenaw County?
Well, I've done similar projects with my time at the Neutral Zone. Rod and I were speaking. Rod is also a musician. Rod, Mike Henry, who's also a part of the Washtenaw County My Brother's Keeper Steering Committee, he has a background in film and media. So we were just talking one day, and we were like, there was a previous idea for a media project that was being worked on prior to my time working with My Brother's Keeper that kind of hit a wall, and they were kind of figuring out what to do with it. So once I became a part of the steering committee, me, Rod, and Mike were talking about, hey, let's kind of mix it up. Let's kind of keep the same energy but put a new twist on it. And so they were filming kind of interview-style footage with people in the community, young people in the community. And we were like, let's kind of keep that, but let's add the music element and see what we can come up with. I've done a similar project a couple times with the Neutral Zone, with other initiatives, and I was like, hey, let's try it.
Taking a sneak peek at Sarah's article, I read, this is not about older teaching younger, but mutual learning.
Correct.
A lot of that going on?
Sharing knowledge, absolutely. So that's definitely one of the goals. We want to get younger people and older men of color together so that it's a intergenerational way of teaching people about what's going on in their world, in their life. So if a young person is up on some new technology, could be some social media, you know, they could teach us older people about what's going on and using that to our advantage when it's time to actually start promoting this. So we're learning from them, learning about new music. And so, yes, it's about being able to share knowledge in both ways. And it's also a means to, we want to create economic opportunities as well. So, you know, we're paying these musicians for their time, their energy, and their creativity. And it's about, you know, building a network, social capital. Like after this, hopefully some of these engineers and producers can find work as a result of this. Actually, it's already happening. Some of these engineers are getting engineering jobs, recording other artists based on their work, and the connections that are being built right now. It's fun. It's a way that we can have, you know, some pretty intense conversations in a fun way. You know, black men getting together and having these type of conversations on a regular basis doesn't happen a lot. So, you know, we're using music kind of as the means and the catalyst to have those conversations, which is super important. We're having fun. We're, you know, they're getting paid. And we just want to show how we feel black men of color in Washtenaw County should be represented.
That's Jamal Bufford, local musician and project specialist for Washtenaw County chapter of My Brother's Keeper. Bringing him along is Sarah Rigg with Concentrate Media. We'll look forward to your article. I'm sure there'll be pictures. And thank you both so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.